Welcome into the Rebound Rundown. Today is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. I'm your host, Paul Fritschner, and this is your Daily Digest College Basketball Show covering the local Cincinnati area teams every Monday through Friday. The college basketball season wrapped up last night, and the Connecticut Huskies, for the second year in a row, are national champions. It was a dominant win for Connecticut yesterday against Purdue. They just went out there and did what they have done now 12 times in a row in the national championship. They won by double figures, a 15-point win in the national championship game for Connecticut. They were just too much. UConn was up 36-30 at the half. Then they won the second half 39-30. Just incredible all the way down the box score for UConn. Their effort, so balanced. Tristan Newton with 20, the tournament's most outstanding player. Stephon Castle with 15. Cam Spencer and Donovan Klingon, both with 11. Hassan Diarra, 9. Alex Caraban, he hit a 3. He goes for 5. Samson Johnson, a couple of dunks. He finishes with 4. On the other side, for Purdue, Zach Edey went for 37 on 15 of 25 from the floor. But nobody else really made a difference for the Boilermakers. Braden Smith had 12. Those were the only two players that scored in double figures for Purdue. And that was basically UConn's strategy in this game. Let Zach Edey score as many as he wants, but nobody else is going to beat you. And that's exactly what happened. UConn out-rebounded Purdue 35-28, all down the box score. I mean, Purdue only made 1 3 for a team that is built on the inside-out game of Zach Edey kicking it out to the guards to shoot threes. 1 for 7 from three for Purdue. That was it. They didn't make a three in the second half. UConn assisted on 18 of their 30 made field goals. Purdue only had 8 assists on the night. Total domination for UConn again. And this goes down as one of the greatest runs of all time for a program. This is their 7th title. UConn's, their 7th title in the last 25 years. 7th. And that means that they are a blue blood program. If there was ever any doubt, this is the best program of the last 25 years. It also means that the Big East has 4 of the last 8 national champions. Villanova won in 16 and 18. Now UConn back to back in 23 and 24. It's the first time a team has repeated since 06 and 07. When Florida got it done under Billy Donovan. So that means that this is the final Rebound Rundown of the season. And let's recap Paul's pick of the day. It finishes on a high note, UConn covering easily last night. And that means the final record, 55-45-1 on the season. If you listened to the Rebound Rundown and put in a bet on every single one of the Paul's pick of the day picks, that would mean that, let's just go by a $100 unit, you ended up with a $450 profit on the season. You're up 4.5 units. No matter what you did, no matter how you bet, if you bet the same amount, you were up 4.5 units on the season. If you listen to this show every day and you followed Paul's pick of the day, you made money on the year. I just want to thank each and every one of you for listening day in and day out to the Rebound Rundown. I have such a fun time doing this. It means a lot when I hear from people walking around the city that they listen to the show every day. I hear so many stories of people saying that they listen to it on their commute every morning or when they're getting ready to go to work, whatever it might be. So thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one of you for listening to this show every single day. You all make it worth it. I can't wait to make this show even bigger and better next year. We have a lot of plans for things that we want to do for the Rebound Rundown that I'm hoping we are going to be able to do for next season. I'm planning on bringing this back next year. This is now the second season we've done this, and it is so much fun. Again, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for spreading the word about the show. I will be doing some off-season shows, probably not too frequently, but when there's big news, when there's portal news, because we know with the way that the transfer portal and everything else is going right now. It's a constant flow of information. So whenever there's some big news or it feels like maybe some of the portal has calmed down a little bit, then it'll be time to break out an off-season show. But again, thank you all for listening to this show, and I'll talk to you next time on the Rebound Rundown.